David Asma has several CDs out and has created soundtracks for movie trailers, yet he doesn't play an instrument and can't read music.
I play records, and that's the only instrument I can play.
Asma creates music by computer. In the basement studio of his home in Salem, Asma is both composer and conductor. The computer is orchestra, the mouse is baton.
If we zoom in here, just by moving around the screen, you can get an idea where you're putting things. And if I let this go, so this dies, but I think there should be a longer phrase here.
On Asma's latest CD, A Declared State of Belligerence, he gives the expected tribute to those who helped him provided support, his wife, along with the cover's designer and a vocalist. The amusing acknowledgement of particular gratitude goes to what he describes as his best friend, a Power Mac G5.
I can sit here, and I have sat here for hours with headphones on, usually about 1 in the morning, listening to the loop over and over and over, and I would imagine that would drive some people batty because of the repetition.
The creator of the Macintosh computer and software Asma uses introduced GarageBand to much fanfare 2 years ago in San Francisco. Reviewers at the time said it's the only audio production application widely available that is specifically marketed towards and accessible by individuals who have absolutely no musical training.
I would imagine some people would find this an insult to the traditional realm of music, only in the sense that I'm not classically trained, I'm not trained at all, except in some technology.
Asma's computer compositions allow him to be a one-man band without the hassle of toting around instruments or traveling to gigs. He describes his electronic entertainment as eclectic hypno grooves with generous quantities of ambient throb. Music has evolved over the years, and Asma says it will continue to do so as technology changes.
We've moved into a post-industrial society. Everything is about information or passing or spreading information, and this is just part of it. I mean, instead of having me playing chords on a guitar, I'm assembling. I tried to add unique kind of flair to that bass line, and then once the horns traditionally come in, I tried to add something else in there, so.
Asma's computer compositions all get a name, some of them quirky.
This one has an unusual name because they're all unusual names to start with, and this one's Nuts, Sluts, and Preverts, which is an homage to an old sociological paper on deviance.
Asma saves his serious side for his day job, where he's a criminal defense investigator and also an adjunct sociologist. He got into synthesized music as a hobby 3 years ago. Since then, Spunkshine has put out 2 CDs. Asma's compositions have also been featured in recent movie trailers.
Now, in between good and evil, stands a warrior.
Her name's Electra.
For Electra, we had put together an album of, say, demos, and so we shopped that out, and what that meant was, I mean, just mass sending a tremendous amount of them to many of the editing houses, and at one point, someone bit.
Asma has seen only one of the 6 movies his music has helped promote. Spunkshine has done trailers for Sahara, Into the Blue, Hustle and Flow, Daltrey Calhoun, and Lucky Number 11. He keeps it all in perspective, though, saying it's all just a hobby, not a money-making venture.
I mean, this was a great kind of technological, fun endeavor that I seem to be good at. And so this supplements the other stuff going on in my life.
And it allows him to free his mind, a refrain found in a song on Spunkshine's latest CD. Wisconsin Public Radio.